listener production.
Hey, it's Madeline Larson here with a news briefing. Victoria is bracing for a potentially deadly thunderstorm asthma event amid COVID and flu cases this year. There are warnings it could be worse than the 2016 tragedy that killed 10. Rev heads are being told to keep up with the weather warnings as wild storms continue to sweep across Australia's east this Bathurst 1000 weekend. Organisers say the cars have wet weather setups and things aren't too bad there this morning. Paul Glover from Supercars says they're still expecting a mammoth crowd from across the country over the coming days.
This is motorsport at its very best, and we're expecting around 200,000. We sold out 7,000 campsites in record time this year, and they're all full. As I said, the campers are loving life right now, and we'll see what happens. Today's a very exciting day with qualifying for the big race on Sunday.
World leaders are reacting to the tragic news out of Thailand, where at least 38 people have been killed at a childcare, including more than 20 children. PM Anthony Albanese says all Australians send their love, calling it heartbreaking, while UK PM Liz Truss says Britain stands with the Thai people at this terrible time. And do I have news for you? Kath and Kim will return to Fountain Lakes for the 20th anniversary of the Aussie comedy. Our Effluent Life will be broadcast on 7 across two big nights. So crack open the Cardinet.
Hello, Christmas. Don't you two look flies?
Don't know how, but Kimmy's done us.
Yep, we're officially stanky rich.
The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop, then the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
To monkeypox conspiracy theories.
So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
Search The Science Briefing or download the Listener app now to listen for free.
Listener.